What's up, beloved? Just a quick message for you. Earlier today, on Friday, April 5th, 2024, a very sincere brother of mine asked me my thoughts on the upcoming eclipse, and I sent him two different voice messages just quickly giving some of my thoughts on it. And then later in the day, a sincere sister asked me essentially the same exact question. So I just sent to her the same two voice messages that I sent to the brother earlier in the day. I didn't even bother recording another message because it was the same question. So I just sent those messages to her like I sent to my bro. And so if two people on the same day asked me my thoughts on it, that tells me that more than likely some of you are wondering about my thoughts on it as well. So I thought that I would just upload those two voice messages that I originally sent to my bro, and then I sent to that sister, and now I'll upload it here to the podcast. So it's going to be two different voice messages just right in a row that I sent to my brother, and you could just hear my thoughts on it. And stick around to the end of this episode. I'll add an additional bonus point as well. But here are my thoughts in those two voice messages. And then as far as the eclipse, so I don't think much into the eclipse at all, because, and again, like this would go completely along with the whole social media rant, is obviously like everybody online is like has all their theories and all their ideas and whatever they're saying about the eclipse, when really we just don't know. And I think that regardless of what's going to happen, whether I know about it or not, whatever the Most High is going to do, he's going to do whether I'm aware of it or not. And this like goes along with my whole thoughts is like, we're not meant to know every single mystery. And that's like part of my problem with social media and with like what the awakening has become, is like everybody has to try and figure everything out and know everything, where when you truly fear the Most High and when you're truly humble, we should understand that we are mere mortals. We're just humans, and we're not supposed to understand everything that the Most High does. Like, with just the luminaries in general, I'm like, yeah, the Most High created the luminaries and stuff, but I'm like, that's for him, the creator of the world, to know. I'm like, I'm just a mere man. I'm not meant to know these things. So I never look into the luminaries, and same thing here. Now, could this be a sign of judgment, or could this be a sign of anything that these people online are claiming it is? Yeah, it definitely could be. But regardless, it's going to happen whether I know about it or not. You know, and that's also too why the scriptures always continually say Messiah is coming like a thief in the night, to be ready always. Like, that's the point, is that's why the Messiah said, like, no man knows the hour, no man knows the day, is because we're supposed to be ready every single day. So I'm not any more ready because an eclipse is apparently happening in a few days. That doesn't mean that I'm ready every single day. Or, Yah willing, I'm trying to be, or striving to be. So regardless of what they're telling me, oh, there's an eclipse coming, I, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not like, oh, so, like, it could something be happening? Yeah, maybe. But I think, like, to me, I'm like, that's not for me to know. I don't have to know it. And if the Most High is about to judge this place, or whenever the Most Messiah is coming back, that's going to happen regardless of if I have any knowledge of it or not. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it. And like, it's such a fine line, because nobody can point out a scripture that talks about an eclipse. I can't, you know? So I think people have perverted scripture to try and fit or spin a narrative about the eclipse. But like, you know what I'm saying? And also, here's the other thing is, if it wasn't for the dark side, the mainstream, would any of us even know that an eclipse is happening this week? If there was no news media to tell us, then we would have no idea there was about to be an eclipse. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if there was no news, there was no astronomers, there was nothing. We literally would have no idea. So again, like, we're taking the dark side
their word for what this eclipse is, or, oh, this is the pattern of the eclipse. Are any of these people out there observing and following and tracking the pattern of the eclipse, or are they just trusting what NASA or the news or anybody tells us, oh, this is going to be the path of the eclipse? How do we know? You know, and if there was no, if there was no news media, we literally would have no idea there was going to be an eclipse this week. You know what I'm saying? So that's my approach on it. And like, that's too why I believe is like, people are relying and trusting on the dark side to tell them things. And if that is the case, that's how people are going to be astray. And it's such a fine line of like astronomy and astrology, and the dark side uses eclipses and all this stuff for witchcraft. So my thing is like, nowhere in the scriptures does it tell us to become astronomers, if you will, trying to observe the luminaries and the stars and the moon and eclipses. Like, we're not called to be astronomers. We're called to worship the Most High in spirit and in truth. So that's why, like, I didn't even talk about the eclipse on the podcast, because that's, you know, everybody's talking about it. Everybody has an idea. And to me, it's just like I said, there's, you know, and even if it is from the Most High, or even if there is coming judgment and this is a sign of it, like, we're supposed to be ready regardless. And whether I know about it or not, the judgment is still going to happen regardless. So all we should be focusing on is being humble servants of the Most High, not trying to be astronomers, you know, and also trying to twist the scriptures, you know, like I said, to me, it's just like all way too much, you know. But, yeah, so that's my thoughts on it, is like, yeah, there could be truth to all those things that people are saying online, but it's too much of a fine line for me to even start to mess with that. Like, I never got into the luminaries. I never got into observing stars and all this stuff, because like I said, that's for the creator of the world to know. And even if there are signs in the heavens or signs in the luminaries or whatever, like, it's not necessarily even for us to know. Like, that could be the Most High. He's the creator. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that does it. So that's why I kind of just leave it all alone. And at the bottom line is, whatever's going to happen is going to happen regardless. And whether I have any knowledge about it or not, you know? So we should just fear the Most High and worship him in spirit and in truth, and just let whatever he's going to do happen. And, you know, people are way too hands-on when some of this stuff we should be hands-off, you know, and just trust him and be ready regardless. So, yeah, that's what I think about it all. So, yeah, so we will see. Oh, and just some additional thoughts as well. Think about it like this, right? So the people who are talking about this upcoming eclipse, they're also comparing it with the one that happened in 2017, right? So 7 years ago. And so if you look at it, things really popped off in those 7 years. Things really popped off in the second half of those years, from like 2020 to 2024. Like, if you're counting it from in the 7 years from the previous eclipse to this one, yeah, the awakening kind of started in 2017, 18, 19, but clearly things really popped off with the whole world in 2020 and then up till now. So the latter half of that 7 years. So the other thing too is like, I feel like the people who are talking about the eclipse are thinking like, that you're going to see something happen this week. Yeah, there might be like a dark side ritual, contrived ritual this week of the eclipse or something. But I think people are thinking like, oh, the judgment's going to happen this week or this month or immediately. But if this eclipse really was a sign, it could just be a sign, but it doesn't mean it's going to instantaneously happen this week or this month or even this year. It could be a sign for like, okay, 3 years from now or 2 years from now or even 1 year from now, the coming judgment or X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And by that time, bro, the attention span of everybody is so, I see your message just came through. I'm going to listen to that. But the attention span is so short of people is, all these people who are talking about the eclipse and how what's going to happen this once a month passes and nothing really happens. Like, by the time July rolls around this year, bro, like, people, this eclipse is already going to be out of people's mind and they're going to be on the next thing. So by the time the judgment actually happens a year from now, 2 years from now, or whenever it may happen, people are already going to have forgotten about this eclipse. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a even if it may be a sign from the Most High, like I said, from that last one in the time since, it was like years later is when you actually started to see craziness in the world. So it could be something like that. It could be a year from now or 2 years or three or more or less when you're actually seeing the judgment or whatever people think is going to happen as a result of the eclipse or whatever. So I just wanted to explain that as well.
All right. And so that was the voice messages. And before I get to this bonus point, just to kind of elaborate a little bit further about why the scriptures continually say that no man knows the hour, Messiah is coming like a thief in the night. We explain this in TPR 229, Remain Set Apart, which I'll speak more about in a moment. And it's insane that this even, like, that is one of the most obvious and straight up points of the scripture. It says multiple times, Messiah is coming like a thief in the night. It says multiple times, no man knows the day or the hour. Yet in this depleted state of social media where everybody has an opinion, everybody has ideologies and is twisting and manipulating scriptures. Now, in this time that we're in, people are taking that simplistic understanding of the scriptures where it tells us multiple times, Messiah is coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day and the hour. And people are still trying to predict and claim that they know and say, oh, it's definitely on a feast day or it's coming on the fall feast days and everything like that when the scriptures say the complete opposite. And there's so many scriptures and that should literally go without saying, but that can show you, that was one of the biggest indicators for me at the end of 2023 when I started seeing people defending their, why they kept doubling down and saying, oh, I know when it's going to be. I know it's going to be on the fall feast days. I know it's going to be on this day. I was astounded that that's this, the poor condition that the body of Mashiach is in, that the echo chambers are in, that this social media landscape is in, is that people are doubling down on that terrible ideology where there's so many witnesses, so many scriptures saying straight up, no man knows the hour, Messiah is coming like a thief in the night. And just to explain a little bit further, in Matthew 24, line 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Adonai comes. So Messiah literally said, you know not what hour your Adonai comes. And there's so many other examples. But continuing on, well, I'll start over. Matthew 24, 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Adonai comes. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Adam comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Adonai has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Adonai, when he comes, shall find so doing. Amen, I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Adonai delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Adonai of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Right? So line 50, the Adonai of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him and in an hour that he is not aware of. So this is the danger of trying to predict when Mashiach is going to come back is because, beloved, if you start thinking in your mind, oh, he's coming on a feast day, then what are you doing every other day of the year? You're not ready because you say, oh, he's not coming on a regular day. He's coming on a feast day, or he's coming on a full moon, or he's coming on a blood moon. So when it's not a full moon, when it's not a blood moon, when it's not a feast day, what are you doing? You're lackadaisical. You're not ready. And that is why it's so simplistic, why Messiah kept saying, none of y'all know the day. I'm coming like a thief in the night. The reason the scriptures say that is so that we're ready every single day. Because if you're not ready every day, if you're thinking, oh, he's coming on a fall feast day, then what are you doing in the summer? You're not ready because you think he's coming on a certain day. And that's why the scriptures kept telling us, no man knows the hour. And the danger of that is line 50 of Matthew 24, the Adonai, that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him and in an hour that he is not aware of, right? So if you start getting into that, that was the point of why the scriptures say, no man knows the hour. And Messiah is coming like a thief in the night, so that we are ready every single day. That was the point of it, is so that every day you're ready. Because if you're not, if you're trying to predict when he's coming, that means all the other days of the year, that when it's not a feast day, when it's not a full moon, when it's not a blood moon, whatever these astronomers are trying to say, perverting the scripture, then you're not ready on those days. And that is when Mashiach will come back, when you're not ready. And the scriptures literally say that. Matthew 24:42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Adonai comes. We don't know. And that leads into the bonus point for this episode. So going back to the eclipse and these people becoming astronomers, you can hear my episode TPR 229, Remain Set Apart, but the people who are becoming astronomers, literally, is what that's what the channel should be called, is Become an Astronomer. And look at the logo that that person, if you know who I'm talking about, you know, look at the logo that that person uses all over their website. Is it's a logo of an eclipse. And have you ever looked at what the Jesuit logo is? It's an eclipse. The Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, their logo, look it up, IHS. Society of Jesus, the Jesuits logo, is an eclipse. It's the sun blocking the moon, or the moon blocking the sun. It's an eclipse. And who else is using that same logo? Become an Astronomer? That should tell you all you need to know about the eclipse as well. And everything I said in here was at a bonus. Guys, fear the Most High. Don't let people who are puffed up beguile you out of the simplistic nature of the scriptures. When Messiah says, no man knows the hour, when multiple scriptures say he's coming like a thief in the night, believe it. Don't believe in man. Don't believe in people. Keep it simple. Fear Yah and be ready every day of the year. 364. Don't try and guess. Don't try and predict. Don't get caught up in what everybody's doing. We should be set apart. So when everybody online is talking about an eclipse, what does that tell you? When the Society of Jesus is using the logo of an eclipse, what does that tell you? Say less. Fear Yah, praise Yah, seek Yah, and let the Most High's will be done, because guess what? It's going to happen regardless. His will is going to be done regardless. And we should be working out our salvation with fear and trembling, and watch and pray. All praise to the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah the Father through Yahusha HaMashiach the Son, the High Priest. Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahuwah, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the Elohai which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the Elohim of the Emorim, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahuwah. Love.